Katie, got blisters on my hand.
Oh no.
On both of them, my hands.
Is that because you were being a nature boy?
Yup. They're good blisters though, you know?
Yeah. Well, you chopped down some trees.
Yeah.
You're building a cool hut.
Yeah.
Slash garden.
Yeah.
At some point, I will probably acquiesce to letting you take me camping.
Yeah.
It's going to be awful.
I'm hoping you do, but you know, to each their own, of course.
It'll be great.
Well, you see, my amazing, lovely girlfriend got me a hatchet for Valentine's Day because they know me so well.
A very romantic gift.
It is very romantic. Gift. But you know, I mean, really, like going out into the woods and like interacting with nature and stuff for me is a form of self-care. It like realigns my brain, you know?
That's great.
I was having a really like scoopy, swoopy time like coming back from Virginia and like I couldn't get my head. So I went out into the back and romped around in the woods and it made me feel a lot better.
That's awesome.
You know?
That makes me happy for you.
Thanks. I'm not saying that's like it works for everybody, you know, to each their own, but for me that was a big deal. It's part of my self-love routine.
I love that. Well, that's great, Eric, because that seamlessly transitions into what we wanted to talk about this week.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, listener,
Is it really hmm?
I mean, oh,
it's
HMM.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's all capital. It's like it's a steamship.
I don't know. Henrietta March Madness.
March Madness.
It's the only thing I can think of. That's
all right. So
M&Ms.
We occasionally post polls or questions on our comments, which are on our episodes, which you can answer if you listen on Spotify. And HMM responded and asked, "You often advocate for loving yourself. How do you do that?"
More specifically, they said, "Every week you remind us to love ourselves. What does that look like to you?"
I guess that was the name. It was a continuation of the question. Pensive. But I think it's a fucking amazing question because this gets really apparent to me when I'm on my Twitch streams, which I don't mean to keep like plugging. It's just I do them every day. And so it's like what gets my brain going. But like occasionally I'll like speak ill of myself on a Twitch stream. We're like, "Oh, Eric, you know, silly douche," or something. and I'm like, "Oh, that's the opposite of what I advocate for." And people will bring it up. Like the people who they'll call me and be like, "Hey, don't talk about yourself that way." And I'm like, "Ah, you're right." You know? And in those moments, I'm reminded that like loving yourself and being kind to yourself is not a decision that you make and then you've made it and now you're good. You know, it's an intention to keep and something to practice. Maintain the intention of loving yourself. It's harder sometimes than others. It's easier sometimes than others. But it's important to just maintain the intention. Even though you might fail at that intention, you might fail at loving yourself at times, maintaining the intention is the part that has to sail through it all.
So what does that look like for you?
For like romping around the woods, really, I absolutely mean it. I mean, it's little things, and I think I remember when I was an early teenager. Very oftentimes, you know, adults would suggest to me like what I should do, like, "Oh, you should go to Europe, you know, you take a gap year, go to Europe, and like find yourself, really get to know yourself." And to me, that was always some like trite, you know, stupid throwaway thing to say, like get to know yourself. But as I get older, I realize how literally true that is. It's like you are a person that you need to get to know. You have tendencies and likes and dislikes and all that stuff. And a big part of that for me is learning how I express love to myself. Because I know how I express love to other people and whatnot, like physical touch, acts of service and stuff like that. But how do I express love to myself? And that's something that is specific. I don't just mean there's that broad, like the intention to keep, which is very important, but then also what are the specific things? So for me, I've learned over time, having a desk at the end of the day, having a desk that I can sit at that has little crafty doodads on it. Like that's very important for like Eric to have, romping around in the woods, touching like trees and grass and leaves and stuff like that, that like re-centers myself, you know? So for me, it's a lot of that kind of stuff. It's a lot of listening to the music that I really like. That is another way that I express love for myself. Let's see. I think cooking myself good meals, which I don't mean to say I do that all the time, but I mean, I've said in like our cooking episodes that the hardest part about cooking for yourself is thinking of yourself as being somebody worth cooking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so by cooking for yourself, you're starting that cycle. And your brain is sort of like, oh, I cooked for myself a really nice meal, therefore I must love myself, you know, or at least that's the way it is for me.
So, well, I think it's really interesting because you have such like definitively, like I consider them like very like Eric things, like the little like crafty parts or the being in nature with your love hatchet. But like, how did you figure that out? How did you learn those things? Like, how did you decide like what were like really the things that like made you happy?
Well, first off, I just want to point out, Katie, I am going to ask you these same questions. So don't you try to get out of it.
I'm not trying anything.
Okay. It straight up took time, and humility, weirdly enough, which I mean, I so don't want to like be a holier than thou person and like seem like I know the answers and here they are. But just to speak frankly about it, I think of a very commonly unhealthy thing and possibly the most insidious unhealthy thing that people tend to do, myself included, is find identity in unhealthy things.
Sure.
And so, for example, for the majority of my life, I always thought that I was like immune to happiness. That, you know, when somebody said to me like, oh, whenever I'm feeling like I take a nice bath, like I would think, you fucking idiot. You know, like, wow, are you really that simple of a person? You know, like I thought I was better than that. And acknowledging that I'm not. I am a fucking animal that learned to make sounds with its mouth and like use my hands to do stuff. Like we're fucking animals. We're in a lot of ways very simple. We're obviously in a lot of ways extremely fucking complicated, but we are animals who prefer certain sensory input over other ones, and discovering what those are and being humble about it and realizing like, sure, I'm Eric, I'm a musician and a friend and a fucking podcast. Like I have all these sources of identity, but I am not above whatever like self-described deep train of thought or whatever I'm on can totally be changed by like a smell wafting into the room or like a fart joke on the TV, you know, like allowing yourself to be vulnerable to the things that can make you feel better. Because when we put up armor against like to try to not get hurt, we are also keeping out things that could make us feel better to try to isolate ourselves. And so I think being humble and acknowledging when something is making you feel better, without trying to necessarily figure out why, without judgment, just like, wow, like I took a walk and that made me feel better, or I watched my favorite show and that made me feel better, or I cooked or ate my favorite kind of pie and it made me feel better. Like just acknowledging without judgment that thing made you feel better. For me, like literally noting it somewhere, whether it's like journaling or just like, cause I'll forget. That's a big one. But then also just trial and error is just doing a lot of things. It's hard to discover the things that you can do to express love for yourself if you don't do things, you know.
Yeah.
Which is not to say you have to spend every single second like skydiving and then hang gliding and then all the stuff, but it's hard to discover those things oftentimes if you're idle.
Yeah.
And so if you trying new things and being open to what they do for you in a non-judgmental way is really important for me to do. And it's exciting because I never know what the next thing is going to be, you know, like, I don't know, fletching or something. I know if I ever start fletching, making like arrows and stuff, that's just gonna be like, well, this is the best thing I've ever done in my entire life.
I mean, I feel like you're already like halfway there because aren't you pretty like close. Really into like flint napping right now? Isn't that the first? That's like the front half.
Yeah.
Fletching is the back half.
I guess that's true. Yeah. Flint napping and then fletching. Is there a name? So wait, fletching is the...
I think it's just...
Is the wooden is part well, and the stuff
like
on the back.
I think it's like the feathers.
Right. And then like flint napping would be making the arrowhead.
I guess.
Then what about like the bow itself?
Bow making? I don't know.
Either way, one day I shall come home and slap a rabbit down on the table and be like, I have completed my fletching exercises for the day. Thank you.
It's weird that you turned German.
Was that German?
A little bit.
Kind of German. Well, what do you do, Katie? Like, what are some ways that you express self-love to yourself? What does that look like?
Well, I like plants.
I'm not saving you from this, Katie. You got this. You do like plants.
I do like plants. Plants are cool. I don't know how to answer this question.
How do you feel about the question?
I I mean, I conceptually understand it, I think, is the real answer. Like, I fundamentally get what is asking. A little louder into the microphone there, buddy. You want to just... Here, I got you.
I was on the other... I was drinking the coffee on the other side of the mic. It's a cardioid
Our sexy new microphones. It's really good. Also, I keep, like, rubbing my nose on the microphone because it feels really good. And I, like, you just feel coffee all over yourself.
I did. I like to drink coffee like I just cracked open a fresh coconut on a desert island. just drip down my head.
I feel like you would be really good on a desert island, though. Like, I would inherently trust you to save us if we were on a desert. Because you're very good at nature. If you had a hatchet, you'd be unstoppable. I'm just saying, Eric, Alone, season 10, they're casting right now.
Well, if they ever do an Alone season where it's like people who don't know what the fuck they're doing, like they have to last 3 days, I would totally do.
Would you do that?
50 days
mini Alone.
I mean if they invited me on, I would do it. I just would not succeed.
I feel like you just got practice. Like,
I guess so, yeah.
Because you know that it makes you happy, so yeah. You just gotta practice.
Yeah.
What do you feel like would be the top 5 things that you need to learn?
Katie, first off, I'm aware that you're deflecting from the question, but I have to answer that question because you know I fucking... scavenging edible foods of whatever... Okay. Research the fuck out of whatever region is, okay. Find out what edible food is there.
Okay.
Learn how to... what I can make, what I have to bring, and what can I make out of the things that I can bring. I would have to learn more about nutrition in general. Just like, what do I have to do to keep me from like fucking dying? Because that's the hardest part about the show is like, you can force yourself to... Sorry, Alone is this show...
Alone is the show that we've recently been hyper fixated on. Fucking great. It's delightful.
It's basically a show where they take like 10 survivalist experts and they put them in a super remote location, but like far away from each other. So they each have like 50 miles just to themselves alone. And basically the last person still out there wins, you know, $500,000 or something.
Yeah.
So that's the show. And you can bring a certain amount of stuff, but whatever.
Nobody ever brings the chocolate.
Oh yeah, you're allowed to bring 2 pounds of chocolate.
You could bring, but nobody ever does. And I feel like they're always like, oh damn it, I don't have enough fat. They always need more fat.
They always get tons of protein and no fat.
Yeah, no fat. I'm just like, come on, man.
If you
bring
just
the
a little square of chocolate every like 3 days or something.
Yeah,
like that,
I know.
You know?
That's what I'm saying, dog.
Well, the hardest part would be.
I was like, I don't know how far like a pound of chocolate goes though.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like, how much is like a Hershey's bar? Like, it's probably like 200 grams or something.
Something.
I don't know.
Like, it's. I don't know.
I don't know. So, Katie.
Yes, Eric.
I'm sorry. I don't want to like grill you on the podcast and stuff like that.
Oh,
but...
please. Full consent. Okay. Grill away.
How do you feel when the question, when you read the question, you know, you constantly advocate for self-love. What does that look like? Don't necessarily try to answer that question, but what happens when you read that question? Like, what feelings, thoughts, whatever.
I mean, like, I get it. Like, I understand the concept, but I don't know how to answer that question. That's my real answer, is like, I don't know.
That's fair. I mean, I think that's why it is a good question. It's like, I don't think I like have the answer to that question. Yeah. I mean, I know how I think about it. But I mean, I think ultimately remembering that we are animals.
Yeah.
You know, and like bears like scratching their backs on trees, you know, the smartest bear, the dumbest bear, the most spiritual bear, the least spiritual bear, the biggest bear, smallest bear, like whatever, just bears, just like scraggers back on trees, you know?
I would like to hear more about the spiritual bears.
I was going to say, I was trying to think what possible types of bears.
What kind of bear religion are we talking about? Is it more of like a holistic, or is it like organized? Is there like a bear church that they go to?
Yeah, it's...
Is it bears only? Is it just like all the forest animals? Is it like that one episode of South Park with the forest friends?
Oh, the chickadee. It's the Ursa something. I couldn't think of a pun with Ursa.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like I conceptually think of this question differently. Because I feel like my understanding of how to answer this question is fundamentally more based in, like, giving yourself grace and being, like, patient with yourself and forgiving yourself and being willing to acknowledge the fact that, like, you might not be a perfect person and that's okay, you know, and like navigating through that and working through that. That's more of, I think, the world where my answer lives. But as of the actually like how do I love myself? I don't know. Sometimes I buy plants.
I guess
I really want to go to the Home Depot because they have these really big plants, and
they do.
At least the one that we stopped at in North Carolina, they had this really big plant, and I really want to go see if they have it at the plant at the Home Depot here.
Well, I guess would it be more easier to think about if you were to think about it more generally, just like what does a person loving themselves look like?
Well, I think that very much depends on the person, because I also think that, like, you know, the like thing that RuPaul says at the end of Drag Race where it's like, you know, how the hell are you going to love yourself? How are you going to love somebody else if you don't love yourself? Whatever the, you know what quote I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't heard it from that, but I've heard the quote before.
Yeah, but I've always like fundamentally disagreed. Well, I think my perspective on that has shifted. I think like I used to like go like, oh yeah, like how, like if you don't love yourself, how are you going to love somebody else? But I think like my position on that has shifted a lot. Because I think that sometimes it is easier to love yourself by loving the people around you and like caring for the people around you. Now, you also need to like treat yourself kindly, I think. But I think that self-acceptance and self-love is like a constantly ongoing process. And so I think that there are a lot of people who would look at something like that and go, oh, well, I don't love myself. Therefore, I am unworthy of love and I am unworthy to receive love from people around me. And I don't think that's the case. I think that's sort of like a logical fallacy, because I think sometimes like it might not be the healthiest, but I think sometimes like, you need some, like, I don't say you, but I think like there are a lot of cases where like the external love is what makes somebody realize that they are worth caring about and they are worth being kind to themselves and they are worth the grace and the patience and the kindness. Like, it's like what you were talking about, like cooking yourself a fancy meal, right? Like, I wouldn't do that. That would never be my instinct to do that for myself. But I would absolutely do that for you or for anybody I know. And so I think that self-love should ultimately, the goal should be to come from a place of self-acceptance and should come from within. But I think that like being able to receive love and being able to accept love, even if we are not in a place where we can love ourselves in the way that we probably quote unquote should, I think like that's still a start.
Yeah.
That's not an answer.
No,
but you know what I mean? Because it's like, I don't have what is loving ourselves look like to you is what is asking. And I don't know, like I don't have a question or I don't have an answer for that. Like I have a lot more questions I think than answers, and I'm uncomfortable. I mean, like, it's great, like I advocated for us like choosing this question, and I knew going in that I was like, I don't really have an answer, but I wanted to know yours. But like, I don't.
Yeah, well, I think, for one, on the sentiment of what's love, or I'm thinking of the Kendrick Lamar song, What's Love Got to Do With It If You Don't Love Yourself? That's not the name of the song, but he says that. And I certainly understand the sentiment, and I think there's a lot to be learned from that sentiment, but I don't think it's either a 100% correct thing or a 100% incorrect thing. Like, if you don't love yourself, do I think you're capable of loving other people? Sure, you know, like,
yeah.
I wouldn't say like blanket outright, if you don't love yourself, then you are incapable of loving other people. But I think the sentiment of it is, it is a lot fucking easier to love other people if you love yourself.
I disagree.
Well, excuse me. In my experience, in moments when I love myself,
right.
Which again is an intention that I always endeavor to keep.
Right.
But I don't always succeed. But in moments when I do love myself, the love I have for other people is greater. Not greater, like I love them more, but it feels more flavorful, more what's the word? I don't know, more robust, more flavorful, more developed, more intricate. It becomes like a landscape. Which is not to say that if I don't love myself, then I love other people less or anything like that. But the love that I feel for other people is more enriching to my life. And to speak selfishly, like to my own life, when I love myself. And perhaps, like, I really only want to speak for myself here, because this is something I think, you know, if there are 7 billion people, you get 7 billion different answers. But ultimately, we have the most data on ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say we know ourselves better than we know other people necessarily, because we're really close to ourselves. You know, it's hard to see an elephant if you're standing an inch away from it, you know? But we certainly have the most data on ourselves. We have the deepest knowledge about ourselves. We know what that feeling in our stomach that we have when we're sad or something like that. Like, you might be good at describing that to me, but when I feel it myself, I know that feeling, you know, it's more data anyways. And so if knowing all that data that we have about ourselves, knowing what our motivations are, knowing all the deep, dark things that, like, we don't even know we could tell other people, they're so deep within us. Knowing all that stuff and still loving that person, knowing all that stuff about them, is really hard. and if you can know that about yourself and still love that person, then understand that everybody is like, everybody has that vivid of an inner world. I think it makes other people less scary to me when I love myself. Because if I don't love myself and I think I'm a piece of shit, then I'm like, oh gosh, like, what if, you know, everybody around me is secretly like evil and what, I mean, I don't think that like literally, but I get a sense of doom about the world. Like, everybody has this evil within them, the same evil that I sense within myself. But if I love myself and I look at that, what I just now referred to as evil, and just went like, oh, that's not evil. That's like part of my human experience. It's like a weird resentment I have towards like my fifth grade teacher, or like embarrassment that I've been holding on to from like an event that happened or something like that, trauma. Then I realize like, oh, all the shit that scares me about other people is that stuff too. Like, we're all just fucking scared people trying to get through the world. Let's hang out, you know, like let's enrich our lives together. And not be afraid of each other. And when I love myself, it's easier for me to see the world that way than it is when I don't like myself, in which case I've become very afraid of the world. So I don't know. I don't think it's impossible to love other people if you don't love yourself. No. But I think for me, it's easier to see the world as an interesting, vivid place that I want to be a part of if I love myself. I can still see it that way if I don't love myself in that moment. But it's easier if I do.
That makes sense.
And what that looks like varies person to person, I suppose. I'm sorry. I know I just talked for a long time, but
that's okay.
I think the reason that question is so striking is like, what does that look like? Is loving yourself is not just a thing that you do or don't do. It's a process.
Yeah.
It's a practice. It's a process. Like, if somebody said, like, you know, how do I find my hat size? You know, what is knowing your hat size look like? It's like, I couldn't tell you what your hat size is just like offhand, but I could tell you what my process is for finding my own hat size, you know, like, that's a weird analogy, but, you know, so I think it's one of those things where, like, I can't tell HMM what loving themselves looks like to them because I don't know them. But generally, in my experience, the process of learning how to love yourself involves humility. You're not the worst person to ever exist. You are worthy of love. I think daring. Daring and boldness and trying new things and being willing to like them.
I think, like, genuinely, like, the way that I read that question, I think it's they are interested to know what it looks like for you. You know, like, I don't think that it's like the instruction manual.
Oh, yeah. I think
what that looks like for you is being a cool nature guy and treating yourself kindly. making yourself fancy dinners.
Yeah. And not being mad at myself when I need space too.
Yeah.
I can be very hermity, and I often get really down on myself for that, because I'm like, oh, I'm abandoning the people in my life. It's like, no, dude.
That's not true.
You're spending a Tuesday night to yourself. Like, it's okay.
Sometimes you need space. Yeah. That's okay too. Now you have nature space.
Nature space.
Have space in.
I'm not going to lie. I have thought several times since we started recording about...
Well, this is like our seventh try. It is. So I understand that you like want to go outside and play. That is okay.
I do. Holy shit. I want to go outside and play. That's exactly what it is.
That's okay.
Wow.
Why don't you go outside and play?
Well, because I got to edit this here podcast for the people.
Well, yeah. You could probably chop down a couple more trees first.